You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here's one that would intrigue you. Denver Broncos, Bo Nix at 12. Do you like it? I mean, I know you don't like it because you don't like Bo Nix, but do you like it as a possibility that it may happen?
I mean, at a certain point, you and I both agree that Denver doesn't have an option at quarterback, so they're just going to swing. But right. Bo's lack of accuracy and...
Is he a quick processor? Mel describes him as a quick processor.
The problem is in that offense, you can't really tell. Like, he's played a lot of football. I'll give him that. I just don't think, like, Bo Nix to me with Sean Payton, like the first time he one hops a crossing route, like Payton's just going to lose his mind.
All right, we're going to take a break. We got Chris Harrington coming up in the next segment. We got Fish on Friday after that, so it's a busy Tuesday. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's home for all the latest tournament updates and reactions. Presented by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today and take your game to the next level with the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly.
Tournament time with 92.9.
You know what's no fun? A busted bracket. You can say goodbye to busted brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on every single game of the tourney. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's right. One measly little $5 bet, it wins. You get $200 in bonus bets that you can go ahead and use on point spreads, money lines. You can even pick who's going to win it all. Here's what you have to do, though. You got to go to FanDuel.com. That's FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code. CALKINS, and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Your chance to get that rare, hard-to-find luxury timepiece is coming to Genesis Diamonds. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Genesis is hosting an epic pre-owned luxury Rolex event featuring a stunning new selection of these hard-to-find watches. Hulks, Submariners, Daytonas, Pepsis, Batmans, all the hottest models that people wait years for. These are carefully chosen timepieces in pristine condition. During this event, you can take advantage of special pricing and zero interest financing. And listen to this. With the purchase of any luxury pre-owned Rolex at this event, Genesis will give you a beautiful pair of 2-carat lab-grown diamond stud earrings free. That's a $4,000. Value. Also for this event, our pre-owned Rolex buyers are on site, offering top dollar for your Rolex. Come see the largest selection of luxury pre-owned Rolex watches in the state and take advantage of our special financing and get a pair of 2-carat lab-grown diamond stud earrings free. It's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday only, and only at Genesis Diamonds, your home for luxury pre-owned Rolexes. Poplar and Perkins Extended. While supplies last, see store for details.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You know when people ask if you have a good dentist to recommend? Well, I have a great dentist. It's Mehdi Sadeghi at the Smile Center. I've been going to the Smile Center for years now. My three boys all go there, too. Mehdi is skilled, he's cheerful, and has always found time when emergencies arise. I honestly couldn't imagine a better dentistry practice than the Smile Center. It's where I send all my friends. So if you're looking for a great dentist, go where my family goes. The Smile Center is conveniently located in Germantown, or you can check them out online at SmileCenterMemphis.com.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE72-3985, MSRP 22320, Sportage R724-7640, MSRP 29630. Telluride RG499963, MSRP 41005, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax on a license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4-1-2024, dealer stock only.
Hey, 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 it's my man Jeff Allen bringing sweet deals from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Hey, Randy, I've got a 2024 Kia Forte LXS that gets 41 mpg highway, and you can hit the road for just $219 a month.
That's awesome. What else you got?
2024 Kia Sportage LX, $289 a month, both 36-month lease and $34.99 due. At signing, or go big in a 2024 Kia Telluride S all-wheel drive, $429 a month, 36-month lease, and $39.99 due at signing.
Plus, get peace of mind with the 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
We're online 24/7, KiaMountMoriah.com.
Starting March 18th for 3 days only, shop limited-time doorbusters during Lowe's MVP's bonus days. Buy one Metabo HPT 15-degree roofing nailer. Get one box of Metabo HPT 1¼-inch collated roofing nails free, a $49.98 value. Plus, save $39 on a Little Giant A4 6-foot 300-pound stepladder. Shop these deals and more while supplies last. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 3/18 through 3/20. Selection varies by location.
I'm what you might call very good at hide-and-seek. This one time, my parents had to round up the whole neighborhood to track me down. It was a mess. A lot of tears. Well, now that we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, including all my favorite super-secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my shows and...
Ha! Found ya.
The heck? How?
You left to find my tablet on.
This generation... ruining the game with their performance enhancers.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home. Now through March 26th, get gig-speed internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract when you add unlimited mobile. Plus, get Wi-Fi equipment included for 2 years. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless bill and auto-pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Gig-speed Wi-Fi requires gig internet and Xfinity gateway. After 12 months, internet increases to $60. After 24 months, regular rates apply. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity internet. Actual speeds vary.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip-smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, let's do this concerning today.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are you listening to?
That is Planet Claire by the B-52s. Late B-52s guitarist Ricky Wilson, born on this day in 1953. We'll send that out to Ms. Calkins.
That's very nice. So Grizz lose in overtime, 121-111. Do you extract anything in particular from that enterprise last night?
I mean, not a lot, but it was a good, competitive, sort of fun game if you stayed up for all of it, which I did. You know, they can't pull it out in overtime, which is either good or bad, depending on your rooting interest at this point in the Grizzly season. You know, Jaren had a rough shooting night, but, like, came on strong late and, like, made plays. And Gigi Jackson had a good game. And Arabia, also a bad shooting night, but sort of was in it and productive. And I think if you're looking for – if you're in the mode where you think losses are better for the overall enterprise for draft positioning, but you also want to see glimmers of, hey, this team is going to be good next season when they're healthy, I think that was a game that sort of checked both boxes for you.
I thought an interesting stat in Drew's Gamer today that since February 1st, Gigi has averaged 13.3 field goals a game. As a rookie, Ja averaged 14. Like, he is getting them up.
He is not shy about shooting, and also there's sort of an opportunity there, right?
Exactly.
Like, Ja's not there taking shots, right?
Right. Who knows where this will settle? Last night was a good shooting night. But as you've pointed out, when we were at the zenith of our Gigi is going to be an all-star hype, he was making a level of threes that he had not historically done. Where are we on the Gigi experience?
Well, I mean, the good news with him is that he's not his value is not dependent on three-point shooting.
Right.
He can be a good player without being a good three-point shooter. He has other stuff to his game. Now, if he is a good, if he's a good 3-point shooter, in addition to all the other stuff that his athleticism provides, then you're talking about a player with some all-star upside, you know. And so, I think you have to feel great about Gigi Jackson. I think he's way ahead of schedule. He has shown every bit of the potential that everyone sort of thought he had based on his pedigree. But he's way ahead of, I think, where not everyone. There are Gigi Jackson like super supporters out there who right. like assumed this was going to happen. But I think he's way ahead of where anyone with the Grizzlies thought he would be right now. And so I think you have to only be thrilled about it. My only notes of caution are just that, and I tend to be conservative about some of these projection stuff, is that I just don't assume too much is locked in. I think right. with players that young, there's ups and downs, and we'll see where it goes. And so I've not budged off my ultimate sort of short-term analysis of the Grizzlies. If the Grizzlies want to go deep in the playoffs next year, they can't build a team dependent on him playing, being one of your top six or seven players. But that doesn't mean he won't be one of your top six or seven players. That's sort of up to him.
I want to get to the piece, and we talked a little bit about it yesterday, the piece that you wrote over at the Daily Memphian. Before then, though, Sam Vecenie had a mock draft up today in advance of the NCAA tournament. Obviously, a lot of the players in the draft won't be playing in the NCAA tournament because they play in Europe or they play in the G League or wherever else. But
right.
He did, like, he pointed the lack of enthusiasm for this draft is really striking. And, of course, it's compared to the Anthony Bennett draft that there's just not a lot of sure things or even what looks like sure things.
The problem is that there's not an obvious number one pick. And so, like, you would still rather have the number one pick than the number two or than the number three or whatever. But if you got the number one pick, something the Grizzlies have never done as a franchise, it would be like, this right. is nice, but did this have to be the year that it right. happens, you know?
What the hell are you doing? But at least you're not counting on that. You are using whatever, whether you trade or trade down or use or actually make the number one pick, you are hoping that player will be your fourth best player maybe someday and not even next year. So you're not in the fix that those that the Wizards are in, for example. So that's good. What's interesting is, so he did what is fun this year. He took one spin of the lottery wheel and the Grizzlies ended up fourth in Sam Vecenie's projection, and they ended up taking Reed Shepherd, who in some sense makes no sense at all. He is electric as a, you know, third guard, small. He actually makes defensive plays for Kentucky.
To me, the Reed Shepherd thing, and again, I still have not, I've watched some of these guys. I don't have like Barry Farm right. convictions, but from a player type standpoint applied to the Grizzlies roster, Reed Shepherd is not ideal, it seems to me, but he makes a lot more sense to me than like his teammate Rob Dillingham does.
Exactly, because he can play off the ball. He can be the super sub, right? I mean, isn't that...
He's a little bit big. He's a little bit bigger, at least a little bit bigger. They're both small, but he's a little bit bigger. He's a better defender, seems to be. He's more of a... He can play more off ball. He can fit into... Like, I actually read that part of the Vecenie thing, and he sort of makes the... One of his notes, I think, is well taken, is, you know, you draft him, then suddenly that frees you up to try to trade the Luke Kennard
contract.
That's
what I was going to get to.
You can sort of step into the Kennard role, and now you try to use the Kennard contract to trade for to address your front court. That makes a lot of sense. So I think that logic checks out.
Yeah, that's what you would have to do. You would not, at that point, you would not need Luke Kennard. You'd have Reed Shepherd in that role. And Reed Shepherd, by the way, and as we, if you and I have both acknowledged this before, basketball is supposed to be fun. Would be fun. Like I think Reed Shepherd would.
I like guys who are like good at basketball. Like right. this is a weird thing about me. I like guys who are good at basketball, and like guys who like have a good feel for the game and like can move the ball right. and play defense and just like know how to play. I kind of like those guys.
Yeah. So that was sort of fun. It was a little bit discouraging to me to realize that, because yesterday we were talking about the comparisons with Oklahoma City. And there, freaking Oklahoma City is. They have Utah's pick if it falls outside of 9 or 10 or something like that, which is unlikely at this point. And they've got Houston's right. pick. So in this damn draft, they're the one taking Donovan Clingan at 11 with Houston's pick. So Grizzlies will probably have a higher pick, but it's not locked in. Did you read the Donovan Clingan section of the mock?
I scanned it. I think it was it was about him. You know, he had the foot and the ankle yeah. stuff early in the season. He's come on strong late. He obviously had his best game of the season box score wise was the last game he played right. in the conference tournament. The one thing he noted in that write-up that was not as clear to me, and I'd have to look a little bit closer, as he noted the passing skill. It wasn't clear to me he had that kind of passing ability. If that is something that can be a plus part of his game, I think that is helpful. If he's not just a bulldozer, but he can do the dribble handoff, high post passing stuff that Steven Adams also did, that really would cement the Steven Adams comp a little bit more.
Your piece went up yesterday. We talked a lot about it. One of the things I really enjoyed was you reminded us a little bit of the history. We've lost. It's been a while now, but there's some pretty rich history with the Thunder and the Grizzlies. Right
there, back the year that I was the true Memphis columnist for when ESPN was doing that series for a while. I did a whole column about, because that was one of that year I was doing that. They were playing. That was the year they had the four straight overtime games. And I sort of wrote a piece back then about how this is the team that is the most consequential in Grizzlies lore. Then since then we've added, you added that where we beat them by as a member of the Memphis Grizzlies, we beat them by 75 or 79 or whatever, and fan-chanting defense, which even adds to it.
Right.
There's a lot of history there. I mean, three playoff series, and the grit grind game, the Tony Allen all hard grit grind game was at OKC, the bust his butt mark, with Zach Randolph and Kendrick Perkins almost got into a fight. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
There.
Four straight playoff overtimes. That was an incredible series. Tony Allen throwing the growl towel on the court, or whatever it was, waving a towel on the court at the end of one of the games in Oklahoma City, getting a tee for that, which was it was a rich and wild series. Of course, then the teams were strikingly different, and now the teams are at least appear to be.
Yeah, I think there was a real stylistic contrast between the flash of Durant and Westbrook and the grinder mentality, the grinder overachiever aspect of the grind era Grizzlies. And now I think it's striking how similarly the teams are being built. And so, I hope it was going to happen this season, and it didn't happen for the Grizzlies. Things went off the tracks. I think there's a real chance for that to be a signature rivalry over the next several years in the Western Conference.
So, is it ESPN that does the future rankings? Which always is confusing to me, because how do you define the future? But I'll define the future this way, Chris. Over the next 5 years in the West, what? Just from a competitive perspective, not a stylistic perspective, from a competitive, you want your team to win games. What teams would you most want to be a fan of in the next 5 years in the West?
So I don't know if ESPN has done this lately, but there's actually one of the Ringer pods, the one that Rob Mahoney is on, who I'm a fan of. Him, Justin Barrier, who actually was my line editor when I did that ESPN thing back in the day. And then Wozni Lambre. I like their pod. And they did a thing recently where they did their top five teams in terms of future. And they had a consensus of three teams that was on all three of their lists. And that was Denver, Boston, Oklahoma City. Those were the three absolute locks. But the other teams that got mentions in that were Milwaukee, New York, Memphis, and San Antonio. And I think that's a pretty solid. San Antonio based strictly on having Wemby. But I think the idea that Grizzlies are sort of second tier in terms of who's best set up over the next several years, I think that's about right.
Wait, so let me go through this. So, and it is funny. Future is also present. So that's how it works.
It's over the next 5 years, which includes next season. Right?
So it's Denver, Boston, and Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma as locks.
As a lock.
Yeah.
Okay. And then who's in the next tier?
Well, the other teams that got at least one vote, in some cases two votes, so among the three of them, not necessarily in no particular order, were Milwaukee and New York in the East, and Memphis and San Antonio in the West.
It's really interesting, because what that implies is that the West is fierce right now, but it implies that there's going to be a lot of falling off, right? Either the Phoenix is old, L.A. is old, Golden State
is... a problem.
Yeah.
These teams are old, but, they can get new players.
They can all reload. They have unfair advantages,
You just assume the Lakers are just always going to be good because they're the Lakers, and, whoever is going to force his way to the Lakers. That's sort of the problem with it.
Right. That's the problem with it. And they will, at the end of this year, they're going to have more first-round picks that are available for them to flip for a player who wants to force themselves to the Lakers. But yes, Phoenix. So, and then it also is, it's sort of New Orleans, Minnesota, Dallas. The Clippers, I guess, old injured, right? And people don't seem to force their way to the Clippers typically. I mean, Kawhi and Paul George.
They get a lot of money. They got the Arizona in the league, and they're in Los Angeles or moving into a new arena. You know, my thing is, I'm not that interested in fretting about where the Grizzlies are won. I want the Grizzlies to be in the fray. Right. I want them to be in the hunt. I want a season next year where the games matter all season, and you're excited that Oklahoma City's coming in, and they're both in the playoff race. And you're winning most of your games at home, unlike this season, and home games are rocking, and it's fun.
Right.
And you think, we get to the playoffs, and all bets are off. We got a chance to do this. I'd love to be like the best team and like to be the favorite to win the title. But like, whatever. I just want to be in the hunt if I'm a fan. I want my team in the hunt.
And you, not assume, but I mean, I would predict that barring disastrous health, assuming basic good health, not perfect health, because there is no such thing, they will be that will happen next year. And I would assume that assuming basic good health, they won't be in the play-in next year. They'll be in the top six. Don't you think?
The Grizzlies finished second in the West each of the last two seasons.
Right.
That could very easily happen again next season. Like I think. I mean, we'll see what happens this summer and what all the transactions are and who's healthy and who's not. But I think I'm likely to predict the Grizzlies to be a top four team in the West next season.
Yeah.
They did it each of the last 2 years. The only reason they're not doing it this year is because the guys got hurt and suspended and everything.
It is amazing. 40 last night, it's the 69th game. It was the 42nd starting lineup that they have that they have fielded. All right, Chris, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. Jeffrey, are you prepared to predict that this will be a top four seed next year?
Yeah, when we kind of, remember we quickly did this exercise last week, and what we came up with, the teams that you would definitely put ahead of the Grizzlies for next season.
Denver, Oklahoma City, I definitely put ahead of them.
Correct, but.
And that's it.
Correct. Like, Minnesota's going to have injury questions, but okay, if you want to put them up. But beyond
Minnesota
that,
has injury and money questions. The Clippers have age and injury questions. The Suns, they're not even good now, and they're getting older, and they've gone all in. Dallas has gone all in, and they're freaking in the play-in. Now, evidently, Zion's lost a lot of weight, and New Orleans is looking better, but I'm not going to predict there. I'm not going to assume they're going to be ahead of the Grizzlies.
Well, and I think to Chris's point,
the Lakers, who knows what the hell the Lakers are going to do, of course, as he points out. Who knows what Golden State's going to do, of course, as he points out. I think the only two teams that I would absolutely project right now to be ahead of the Grizzlies next year, and again, who knows what happens this summer, are Denver and Oklahoma City.
And what the Grizzlies have shown under Taylor Jenkins is that they are a good regular season team.
Yeah, they're a good regular season team. They'll be like, it is why I totally feel for the Grizzly fans who had season tickets this year. Like you're making a bet, and it went badly because everybody got hurt. But if I was a season ticket holder, would I bail after this year? 100% no. I'm due, man. Like next year I'm going to have the excitement that I didn't have this year.
If there is such thing as basketball gods,
yeah,
you paid a big down payment.
You paid your price this year. Exactly right. Now I'm just waiting for the football gods to figure that out with my Bills. I'm waiting for the football gods or the sporting gods to figure that out with my Bills. By the way, if you need anything framed, go to the Frame Corner. It's 5035 Park Avenue. They have beautiful pre-made frames there. They also do incredible custom framing. And I know lots of people. Dan Brand worked here. He brought in some fish prints and some of his flies that he uses to catch the fish. And he's like, you know, who knows? It's funny in the Frame Corner, you're like, what is going to come in today? And it's going to be fish prints and flies. And I'm going to make these look beautiful. The next day, it's going to be, the Tiger basketball uniforms for senior day. And we're going to make those look beautiful. What they do is they frame memories and they take moments and make them memories and make them things that you will have on your wall and that you will have to pass down forever. It is the Frame Corner. They do just a spectacular job with custom framing. 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. Fish on Friday. When we return on Tuesday, coming up next, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's BetMGM College Hoops coverage.
Presented by BetMGM on 92.9 FM ESPN.
College Hoops.
College Hoops.
I just love 92.9 College Hoops.
College Hoops.
College Hoops.
There's only one 92.9 Memphis.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, you mean like when I let someone with less groceries go ahead in line? Sure, there's a part of me that thinks, if you only need three things, maybe go to a convenience store next time. And now they're sifting through coupons and my frozen foods are about to be not frozen.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
Warmer weather means getting together with friends on a patio. But where? Owen Brennan's, that's where. The patio at Owen Brennan's is an oasis, an escape from the hustle and the bustle of life. For lunch, dinner, or cocktails, the patio at Owen Brennan's is calling your name. Answer the call.
Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With savings of up to 25%, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Savings based on discounts and vary. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem.
Commercial building owner with a flat or metal roof that's leaking? Don't replace that roof. Let 901 Roof Coatings restore it with a quality roof coating system. Call Joe Stallnaker or Donnie Spence today at 901-287-1923 or visit 901roofcoatings.com.
Hey, basketball fans, get in on the tournament action on the BetMGM Sportsbook app today. With BetMGM, you can discover same-game parlays, live bets, special boosts and tokens, and so much more for March matchups. Don't miss a single shot with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM for terms. 21 plus, Tennessee only. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789.
Hey, Howie, what is going on at the Robert Irwin Jewelers in South Haven this Saturday?
The 6-hour 60% off sale.
60% off? You mean up to 60% off?
No, let me clear this up. It's not up to. It is 60% off. Between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. this Saturday, you could get 60% off anything that's in our showcases.
This Saturday only at the Robert Irwin Jewelers located in South Haven.
It's a legit 60% off sale. Do not miss it.
It's time to discover your new Kia at Gossett Kia on the Pike. And there's never been a better time to drive off in your new Kia. Make it happen today in a 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 mpg, 219 a month. How about sporty 2024 Kia Sportage LX? We Gossett, 289 a month. Both 34.99 to its signing. And get rugged in 2024 Kia Telluride LX, 429 a month. 39.99 to its signing, all 36-month lease. So call Bobby J to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or online anytime at KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we Gossett and Gossett Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE72, 39.85, MSRP 22,320, Sportage R7, 24,7640, MSRP 29,635, Telluride RG 499,963, MSRP 41,005, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax on a license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4-1-2024, dealer stock only.
Let's save lives. An introduction to suicide prevention is an education program designed by and for the Black community. To learn more, go to afsp.org/chapters. AFSP is an I'm Listening partner. Learn more at imlistening.org and on the Odyssey app.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
So John Martin called me yesterday because he wanted to discuss which of the leaders' credit union accounts he should open up. He's not a dummy. John's not a dummy. He's like, my God, they've got this 4.25 APY high yield savings account. No minimum, no balance tiers, no restrictions. Maybe that one. You want an 11-month certificate at 4.75% APY? Leaders Credit Union can do this because a credit union operates for the benefit of its members. They're not trying to earn money for someone else. Every dollar they pour back into better rates, better service, better technology. It is Leaders Credit Union. To find out more, go to leaderscu.com/ESPN. Joined now by Charles Fishman, our man in Washington, D.C. A man in Washington, D.C., author of 3 New York Times bestsellers, most recently, One Giant Leap, the extraordinary story of a whatever, getting us to the moon. Like,
come
normal
on,
people.
Man, don't mangle the normal,
like the normal people who got us to the moon. Like, it's an incredible sagas.
It's a good book.
Charles, like, for example, they didn't let who travel together in the same car because they were so indispensable. What were those people?
Such an incredible moment. There were only 3 people in the whole country licensed and trained to fold the parachute for the Apollo capsules. 3 people. You have to be licensed by the FAA to fold a parachute if human lives depend on it. Only 3 people. They were all in California. NASA forbid them to ever drive anywhere in the same vehicle. They all work for the same company.
That's the kind of nugget that you'll find if you read One Giant Leap about the extraordinary efforts of ordinary people to get us to the moon. Also a 3-time winner of the Gerald Loeb Award for Excellence in Business Writing and a retired Mississippi River tugboat deckhand joins me.
Say, I love spring. I am so happy. Spring is.
Did you know today
coming.
Was the first day of spring, and that normally it's tomorrow? And were you familiar with what an equinox is?
I do know what an equinox is. Today's the day.
Yeah.
That we tip over to having more daylight than darkness officially each year. On the spring equinox. That's what it means. The Earth's a little tilted. Today's the one day of the there's 2 days. Today's the day in spring when the darkness and the light are even. And we're headed for those spectacular 8:30, 8:45.
Well, it's wonderful, honestly, to have you. It's symbolic because you bring the light to this show, too. It really is symbolic the way it works out.
Well, you brought the light to me today because I wasn't paying attention to the fact that it was March 19th.
Uh-huh.
And I grew up in Miami, Florida. And you know what?
What?
You can either say there's no spring in Miami or it's spring all the time, but we don't lose everything and then have it reborn.
Right.
And I walk through the woods every morning in Rock Creek Park, and right now
spring is springing.
Most everything is sticks is bare, but you're just beginning to see the green fuzz. And you sort of look at these huge trees and think, in 2 weeks, they will be covered with bright, shiny green
it's
leaves.
Beautiful.
How do
it's
they
fantastic.
Do that?
It's
really
incredible.
It's wonderful. It's a wonderful moment.
All right. So speaking of...
So much has happened. So much has happened.
Yeah, I wanted to explain to me, I find it hard to believe that American politicians who like people to vote for them, right, that they would really ban TikTok. So tell me this. Are we going to ban TikTok? And does TikTok really present a real and present danger to the American way of life?
Well, I think we can agree that what TikTok represents is
in fact
what's already happened to American life.
Right, it's done its damage already. Right,
it's done its damage. Right. It's a result of the dance, right? So TikTok is a kind of video sharing app. I
can't assume people know what TikTok is. You don't have to explain. Go ahead.
170 million Americans have it on their phone, so that's half of all Americans. But you know, there's only whatever. There's only 200 million adults. 80 million Americans use it every day. And the average time people spend looking at TikTok is 80 minutes a day. For the people who use it on a given day, they spend 80 minutes on it a day. That's equal right now.
Did you say they lose 80 minutes a day?
Because that's
not to be judgmental here, but they lose 80 minutes a day.
Equal to time the average user in the United States right now watches goes to Instagram or goes to Facebook combined. So it just sucks people in. As listeners know, I have 2 children. One of whom is a computer scientist, a PhD student, one of whom is a college senior. So they're kind of the target. The college senior said to me yesterday, I said, do you have a TikTok account? She said, God, no.
Really?
I said, do the people you go to college with? She said, everybody.
Everybody.
I said, well, what are they doing? she said they're trying to numb themselves to reality so that they can face their academic work later in the day. Right. I just burst out.
Well, laughing. I mean, my son Peter uses TikTok all the time.
My older child, who has strong opinions, some of which are informed by actual deep knowledge, said, "This is all security theater. You're not going to accomplish anything by banning TikTok." So let's take a step back. TikTok is a product of a Chinese company called ByteDance. ByteDance is the mothership, like Procter & Gamble owns Tide. And TikTok itself not actually available in China. just saying. Fastest growing social media app
true?
In the history
TikTok
of the world.
TikTok is not available in China.
No. They have a much more limited kind of version. But social media is so sharply
curtailed there because they don't
in China,
want
both the content and the hours that people can use it, that it's a different product completely. ByteDance is a private company, not publicly traded, but it has a board of directors. And remarkably, three of the five members of the board are Americans, and they're all CEOs of companies that have invested billions of dollars in ByteDance. So it's already kind of controlled financially.
Yeah,
by
I want to fast forward a little bit. Like, what I gather is that U.S. Congress has said you are going to have to sell it. ByteDance is going to have to sell it. Or it will be effectively banned, right? Isn't that the move?
First of all, let's just say the Senate is much more skeptical and probably won't take this issue up before the election because of what you just said. They don't actually want to be on the record banning something that is so popular. So I think Nancy Pelosi said, somebody who I can't remember said, if you want to lose every voter under the age of 30, just ban TikTok. In fact, just before the vote, TikTok sent an alert to every TikTok user saying, please, Congressman, you remember Congress, tell them to vote against this.
Okay,
and,
how
and
is
you
this
had to
pernicious?
Clear the alert. We go back to using the thing.
I gather it's pernicious because, I mean, he sort of says, well, if China wanted to collect data from us, blah, 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 that would be one thing. I read this past week that what they do is they screw with the algorithm so we get, for example, more TikTok videos about how crappy the U.S. economy is, or, for example, more TikTok videos
about pressing
in China. Yeah, or more TikTok. Right. And so it is a propaganda tool, subtle, but a propaganda tool of the China government that is being unleashed on 170 million Americans.
Right. We don't know. The quick answer is we don't know. The research shows that there are many fewer references to bad news about China on TikTok than on other social media apps. It's also true that a recent example, a lot fewer videos about positive to Israel's response to the October 6th attack, the October 7th attack, than there are videos about freeing Palestinians. But young people are more interested in things besides Chinese politics, and young people skew toward supporting Palestinian rights. And so they deny that the algorithm favors this kind of, you know, sifting of the news.
Well, that clears that up.
Here's the thing. Yeah. We have absolutely no idea because the algorithms are so complicated and they change regularly. And you can't analyze them. It's like trying to analyze the sand on the beach. And so now TikTok has turned everything over to a separate U.S. company called Oracle, and everything is hosted by Oracle, and they claim that Oracle guards the algorithms and the data. The truth is that the data that TikTok gathers about Americans, the Chinese government could simply buy from a data broker. Right. There's nothing secret about it. And it is quite possible that the algorithms are tilted in some ways, but the real problem here is, you know, is Facebook better? Is Instagram better?
Well, they're better in that they're not Chinese.
I guess they're better in that they're not Chinese. So, right. But I think what my son said, that this is kind of political theater, right? It's a way of looking like you're tackling a problem,
right,
and having a stompy tantrum about it without actually accomplishing anything. Here's the truth. If you're a TikTok user, yeah. I don't have a TikTok account. You don't have a TikTok account. If you're a TikTok user, even if the Senate votes to ban it or force them to sell it or ban it, it'll be months before that rule would take effect to give them time. The first thing that'll happen is that TikTok will sue.
What you need is Elon Musk to buy it, and he can just freaking destroy it, and then no one will care about TikTok
anyway.
We're years away from it. Okay, the other thing, in the world of technology, this was something that fascinated you yesterday. NVIDIA is a chip company. And people are calling it a Woodstock of their own little unveiling of what
of
the future.
Of artificial intelligence.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Paint the picture.
You're piling up the heavy topics.
Paint the picture of what they imagine. I was particularly interested in the robots, what they are imagining the world could look like very soon. And this is from one of the most valuable companies in the world.
Right. We haven't ever talked about NVIDIA on the show before. But so NVIDIA makes both computer chips and software that specialize in artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence requires a particularly intensive style of computing. It's not a typical computer chip that you'd find in a phone or a laptop. They make those. And yesterday they unveiled at this spectacular kind of circus-like show their newest chip. And as part of that, the CEO of TikTok is a guy named Jensen Huang. He's actually the same age as you and I, so we can compare who's accomplished more. and Jensen Huang is credited with unleashing what some people say is going to be the next industrial revolution. It's going to change everything. And the picture he painted was just extraordinary. As an example, TikTok, he's not.
Yes, TikTok's already invaded your mind. Go ahead.
TikTok has taken over my brain. NVIDIA makes specialized kinds of computing for pharmaceutical companies and drug discovery, for running factories, for running warehouses. One of the things they are leaping into is robotics.
Yeah.
Because robotics is a little bit like biotech. We keep hearing that the robots are going to do a lot of stuff. Mostly what they do is run forklifts and weld on assembly lines. They do that very well.
Yep.
NVIDIA is now promising that it will be able to provide humanoid robots, robots that look like us, that learn how to do tasks by watching the people do them. If you want to teach a robot to run machines in a factory, you set the robot with its cameras up, you let it watch the people do the tasks, and then you let it try the task and you correct it. And in the space of a month, it can take that spot on the assembly line. If you want a robot, my mom has a home health aide because she needs help. If you want a robot to be an in-home home health aide, well, you let the robot watch the home health aide.
And in the same way that AI sucks up books and knowledge and whatever else.
Exactly.
It's sucking up watching your home health aide take care of your mom.
It will suck up that knowledge with its video cameras and then be able to duplicate that role. And frankly, if you've been paying attention to AI, we've kind of been comforting ourselves. Well, it could be a paralegal, but it won't really be able to make good legal arguments. And if you're a roofer or a plumber or you work in a factory, you're going to
Well, that's
fine.
Interesting. So if it's a roofer, you could set your damn robot to watch roofers for a month, and then a bunch of robots could put all the roofers of America out of work.
In theory, yes. And so I just want to say one thing. This is going to unleash incredible productivity gains. There are many places where humans aren't that efficient, where jobs are dangerous. I'd love to see robots do all the mining, you know, so that people aren't at risk. But robots don't pay taxes. And if you want to sustain your society, you need to tax the robots as if they were people. You have to tax their productivity.
Well, what the hell are the people going to do?
I don't care what the people do as long as there's money to support them. Right. That's the problem. If the people are all put out of work, I mean, we say this every time, right? Computers are going to put people out of work. The mechanic, you know.
Yeah, and yet we've never, had lower unemployment, and so right. They haven't.
And every time the world recovers, the problem is that as Jensen Huang said yesterday, NVIDIA designs chips and then the functions for the chips. They now, half of their work is done in some of these arenas by the chips. The programmer says to the chip, here's what I want you to do in your next iteration. Go design it. Go program it. So even this high-value intellectual work can be done, creative work, can be done by the computers. And if they can also put roofs on,
There's another form of technology that really, computers doing all of our work for us, that's interesting. But I'm interested more in the technology of laundry.
Let me stop you right there.
Go ahead.
You've only been married for whatever it is, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah, something like that.
You have had a lot of experience doing laundry.
Most blissful 3 weeks of my life.
Liquid laundry detergent or powder laundry detergent?
We typically, I go back and forth. I typically use liquid. I've used pods before, those little gooey things, whatever, you know, that are in the pods. But growing up, I used, you know, the dry stuff, the powder. Now we use liquid, mostly.
Well, it's interesting. One of the things in my marriage, one of the divisions of labor is that I no longer do the laundry. My wife takes care of the laundry. I don't have to worry about laundry. And she wants liquid. We just literally in the last 6 months shipped it to pods because our laundry, there's only two of us now, so it's a lot less laundry.
Right. And you rarely
liquids,
change your clothes.
Liquid's, of course, a colossal waste of weight and space and plastic. Most of the weight and volume of a liquid detergent is water. 80% or more, 90%. Interestingly, in the United States, liquids dominate. 94% of Americans use liquid laundry detergent.
Okay.
6% straight powder. Tide is very concerned about the weight of that water, shipping, the plastic, people delivering their laundry detergent, you know, from Amazon.
That makes sense.
They have invented something called Tide Tiles, Tide EVO. Which are white woven tiles. They look like, as the Wall Street Journal described it, a Triscuit the size of your palm. A big ass Triscuit. And you throw a tile in your washing machine, and it's everything in the tile is laundry detergent. Even in the pods, there's water, and also the little coating of the pod, the little bag, is not detergent. It's a dissolvable plastic. And they hope this is going to, quote-unquote, revolutionize laundry. It's taken them 10 years to develop this little thing that looks like a woven laundry detergent Triscuit. I don't know. When are we going to see them
in the market? Are they in the market? Are the Triscuits in the market yet?
They're coming next month to the first geography they're going to sell them in is Colorado, rolling out to the rest of the nation over the course of 2024. I mean, I just don't. They're expensive. They're the same as the pods, actually, the Tide pods. $20 for 44. So they cost about 50 cents a wash. That's not too bad. Bright white. And you know what? Buy yourself a box of powder.
Okay.
I keep powder.
You do powder because you're all right. Anyway, Charles, we only have a limited time, and so I'm going to use. There's a story that we didn't get to, and involves my hometown last week. So what was the story involving my hometown?
Big news out of Hamburg, New York.
Hamburg, New York, in the Wall Street Journal of all places. Yeah.
Wall Street Journal wrote a story about this. Hamburg has a water tower, a huge water tower, 500,000 gallons. Bigger than an Olympic swimming pool, 130 feet high, and there's a movement in Hamburg to paint the water tower to look like
a hamburger.
Burger to honor Hamburg claims, whatever.
Hamburg claims to be the inventor of the hamburger. And there are about seven other places that claim to be the inventor of the hamburger, including New Haven, I think, is the one that has the seems to have the strongest claim to be the inventor of the hamburger. You also, there was weirdly enough, another story from Hamburg, New York, in the national news this week about a guy who had an alligator, giant-ass alligator, that
at
was...
home as a pet.
Home as a pet, and the authorities took it away from him. He had it for decades.
Anyway, the town of Hamburg would join Luling, Texas, a watermelon, as a water tower. Gaffney, South Carolina, the famous Gaffney peach. No tax money.
Of course not.
Haven't used the water tower since 1990.
Thank you, Charles. On Twitter or X at C Fishman. On Twitter or X at C Fishman. Listen, you can say goodbye to busted brackets. Your bracket busts and you're done. But if you're betting at FanDuel, no. You can bet on every game of the tourney. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, time to go dancing, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers, $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's right, $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Just go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. That's the promo code, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older in present Tennessee. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. Jeffrey, what is coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Jessica Benson will join their program. Tim Murray joins us today on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Jeff, of course, with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Back tomorrow for Now Work is Done.
Now, it's a BetMGM College Basketball Update, presented by BetMGM on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Full coverage on 92.9 FM ESPN, and it's the start of the NCAA tournament today in Dayton with number 16 Wagner taking on number 16 Howard. That's tonight in the first game. The second game features number 10 Colorado State against number 10 Virginia. Tomorrow in the tournament, it's number 16 Grambling taking on the Bobcats from Montana State, and then Colorado takes on Boise State in the late game in the first four. Thursday night, the full NCAA tournament bracket action starts, followed by Friday's action in Memphis at 11:40 a.m. The first session in Memphis for the NCAA tournament at FedEx Forum featuring number 2 Baylor and number 14 Colgate. Then Clemson, New Mexico, Nebraska versus Texas A&M in the third matchup, and Houston taking on number 16 Longwood here in Memphis. This report is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, this cold.
Honey?
Honey?
Honey, you need DayQuil Severe Honey.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Now I'm getting a cold.
Honey.
Try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe with honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious, power through your day, medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
There's nothing in sports quite like March matchups. And that's why BetMGM is dropping Bet and Get tokens into the accounts of customers in Tennessee. Simply add a wager on March matchups to your bet slip and activate your token. You'll instantly receive a bonus bet, no matter how your wager goes. From buzzer beaters to big upsets, BetMGM is here for every magical moment of March matchups. Enjoy same game parlays, live bets, player props, and so much more with your BetMGM app in Tennessee. Claim your bet and get token today to earn a bonus. bonus bet, regardless of whether your March matchups wager is a swish or a miss. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only, Tennessee only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Hi, I'm Jay Gaddis with James Gaddis Jewelers. Are you looking to pop the question but don't know where to start? Come by Memphis's premier family-owned jewelry store, where we specialize in crafting dreams into reality. From dazzling diamonds to exquisite engagement rings, from modern fashion to one-of-a-kind custom creations as unique as your love, we have it all. Come visit us today on Poplar Avenue in East Memphis near Mendenhall, and let us help you find the perfect gift to celebrate life's extraordinary moments at James Gaddis Jewelers, your family jeweler.
Old Man Winter here. One more snowstorm.
Not a chance, Mr. Winter. It's spring.
It's also time for the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all our award-winning Hyundai models, all backed by America's best warranty. Hurry in. These deals won't last at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
I'm what you might call very good at hide-and-seek. This one time, my parents had to round up the whole neighborhood to track me down. It was a mess. A lot of tears. Well, now that we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, including all my favorite super-secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my shows and...
Ha! Found ya.
The heck? How?
You'll have to find my...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.